From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Although Florida peanut growers have been battling wet weather and disease like leaf spot and white mold all season long, one disease they did not have on their radar is peanut rust. According to MorningAgClips.com, generally uncommon in Florida, peanut rust was found in Florida research plots in Suwannee Valley last week, about a week earlier than last year. Rust infestations can start small, but if not found and treated within a week or two, can snowball into a full-blown management issue. Farmers previously eligible for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, too, can now apply for aid thanks to collaboration between the American Farm Bureau, lawmakers, and the USDA. AgriMarketing.com reports up to $1 billion will be made available through the Consolidated Appropriations Act to livestock, poultry, and specialty crop producers who suffered losses in 2020. The American Farm Bureau first raised concerns about farmers being left out of the aid package back in May of 2020. The USDA's quarterly trade forecast shows U.S. ag exports not only continue at a record-setting pace for fiscal year 2021, but will eclipse the 2021 total next year. This year's forecast of $173.5 billion is 24% higher than the 2020 total and nearly $17 billion above the record set in 2014. Next year, U.S. farm and food exports are projected $4 billion higher at a record $177.5 billion. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.